Hey, wake up. Did you sleep good? You did? Great. Because you are in charge of putting up our tent. Oh, come on, don't be like that. No. Besides, I trust you more with it than I do myself. You know, out of the two of us, I think you know that you're going to be the more successful one. Come on. Yeah. Do you remember the last time we were up here? It was junior year. Yeah. Come on. You don't remember the single most memorable time in our friendship? Yeah, that one with the big blue strap around it. Yeah, that one's one we're gonna be sharing. No. It's not the biggest size they had. They had two more sizes. I just didn't want to take up all the space in the trunk. Get going. I have to go boss around the other people so that we can all get together so tonight we can have that nice relaxing bonfire. Perfect. Yeah, no, we'll talk later. We should get a really good spot for us. No, go. Shoo. Okay, so you have all the food, correct? Lillian. Yeah, you and your boyfriend already set up everything? Okay, do you mind going to help Kristen? Yeah, she's never set up a tent before. Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Okay, so we have that done. Then, oh, did we forget that at all? Oh, hi. You already done setting up the tent? Look at you go. See, I told you we're going to be so much faster than me. I'll be. Yeah, no, we pretty much are all done here. We have a tent and a half, I think. The reason I'm saying a half is because Kristen is kind of struggling. She never went on any of the field trips or anything, so I didn't really expect her to be that well-versed in camping. Totally. Okay. Yeah. I think I can put down the clipboard for a minute. What do you have in mind? You wanted to go for a walk? Yeah. No, sure. Let me just... Lillian. Yeah, could you take over a little bit? I'm just gonna have a little walk around. Nothing like that, no. I just want to spend some time with them. Yeah, thanks. Here. Yeah, the clipboard, and that's everything else you have to do. Oh, come on, I trust you. Don't disappoint me. Yeah. I'll get you later. Okay, I'm good. Let's go. What? No, I just really missed being in nature, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know I moved, right? Well, the area I live in is super, super city, so you really don't get to have a nice, green, open space. Of course we have parks, but they're different. I mean, usually they're still smack dab in the middle of the city, so... Exactly. Completely ruins the immersion. Now, I know you had something you wanted to talk to me about. You were never one for hiking, really, if I remember. Come on, tell me. The conversation in the car. I remember it. Did I mean that? I mean, obviously. I'm really happy we actually are going to be sharing a tent. Not for any salacious reasons. It's just I really, I don't know, wanted the quality time with you. Yeah. I just think, I don't know, after so long, it would be nice to just have private time with you again. Come on, there's nothing new in our friendship. Yeah. I mean, ever since I've known you, we've been at each other's houses playing video games or board games or... Honestly, pulling pranks on your poor parents. You were such a bad kid. You were! No, I just remember we got drunk that one night and came home. Yeah. I've never seen your parents so mad. Besides, your house had the best garage hangout. Yeah. I'm glad you remember that just as fondly as I do. You want me to be honest about that question, right? Well, I truthfully thought you were going to, I thought you were going to kind of just forget all about me and our friendship. I wouldn't have blamed you, and honestly, I kind of prepared myself for it. I mean, out of everyone that I've lost touch with, you're the first one who's actually remembered anything that happened in our childhood. Yes, even prom night. I'm assuming you remember that. I was really hoping maybe you forgot that part. Oh God, please don't say that. I mean, I guess we were both in a weird space in our heads, but I am glad that I at least gave my first kiss to my best friend. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're not best friends right now, but I would like to change that. Yeah. I had kind of still do have a crush on you. How can I admit that so easily? I don't know, I guess that's just what maturity does to you. No, you would have asked me to say that in high school, I would have fell out of a window. No, I was so shy back then. I know my tough exterior kind of led you to believe other ways, but anything mushy-gushy feelings, ugh. I would have totally been a blushing mess. Yeah. But it looks like you are the blushing mess now. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute. Yeah. I mean, I can't lie that I have a crush on you now. But when we were younger, it kind of just developed over time, and those crushes tend to stick around a lot longer. Come on, you are a little library nerd. Yeah? Every book or, I don't know, manhwa or movie we watched, friends to lovers, was your favorite trope. Look. Remember this? Yeah, this is where you pushed me into the stream. Come on, let's get closer to it. No, I'm not gonna get back at you. I just really like it here. Well, I think I've been incredibly honest with my feelings. I want you to be honest with me. I'm already aware you had a crush on me for a couple of years in high school. But do you still maybe harbor anything less than platonic for me? If you're unsure about it, I completely understand. I kind of jumped this on you last minute, or I guess not last minute, but out of the blue. Is that the correct expression? You know I've always been horrible at those. Yeah. If you don't have an answer for me right now, that's completely understandable as well. No, totally. We can pick this conversation up later if you want. No, it's not gonna make things awkward. Hell, you literally saw me in some very compromising scenarios. I think if we can make it past those, we can make it past the conversation. Come on, I think they're gonna be having the bonfire soon. Mm-hmm. You know Lillian and her boyfriend hog all the good marshmallows. distinctly remember you were along there, so you really have no right to say that. Whatever. Come on. Pick up the pace. I think I'm gonna call it a night, guys. Yeah. I'm very, very exhausted from everything. Mm-hmm. Now we're hiking up the mountains, Mario. With or without you guys' hangovers. Good night. Remember everything, okay? I don't want to wake up and have the forest burned down. I trust you the most. No, don't worry about coming into the tent late. I'm a really heavy sleeper. Stay out and have as much fun as you want. Night. Hey. No, you didn't wake me up. I wasn't really sleeping anyways. You have an answer for me. Okay. This really couldn't wait until morning. I guess you don't feel platonically about me then. Oh, furthest thing from that. Come on. My sleeping bag is pretty cold. Help me out with it.